Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Richies. So today we're taking a little breather because we're cooking up something very special over here at Rich and Daily.
Yeah, so we'll be able to give you details soon, but in the meantime, we wanted to treat you to one of our favorite episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. So over on our other show, Even the Rich, we were joined by a surprise guest to help us celebrate our 3-year anniversary, and we wanted to share that special moment with you.
Yeah, and you know, someone said that you should never meet your heroes because it's going to disappoint you, but all we can say is that is definitely not always the case.
No, the proof is in the pudding. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, June 8th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Okay, everyone, it's the moment you've been waiting for, but mostly the moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah, let me tell you, I have butterflies in my stomach.
I know, I'm
like,
so nervous.
Who is this person? But to celebrate 3 years of Even the Rich, we have a surprise guest who our producers are about to bring on.
All right, here we go.
Oh my God, no. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Justin Long, the one and only.
Hey,
oh my God.
Hey, Arisha.
Hi, Justin. Holy fuck.
Wow.
I'm so wow. Wow. Wow.
Holy fuck. That's maybe the height of compliments.
It really is.
Because I didn't know, Arisha, I didn't know this was a surprise.
Yeah.
It's my fault I didn't know that because I'm sure it was made clear to me. And your producer just told me it was. And I immediately got kind of self-conscious. And, you know, because God forbid you come on and there's just like an underwhelmed reaction or even worse, like a fake excited. Oh, look who it is.
Yeah.
We just talked about that, actually. We were like, oh, God, what if it is somebody we don't know or care about?
Oh, God. And it's like a blind date. It's like you show up and I guess you can tell right away. So the holy fuck is very appreciated.
Justin, I don't know if you remember this, but
I love sentences that begin that way.
When we like first started at Wondery, I got a cameo from you for Arisha, and we gave it to Arisha for her birthday.
It was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten.
Oh, really?
My mom was like, "Justin Long said your name."
Oh.
I was like, "Yeah, he did. He did."
So, Mrs. Skidmore Williams. That's so sweet. Well, it's so nice to see. I've heard you guys. I started listening to the Lucille Ball episodes, which are so fascinating. I love getting a little peek behind the curtain of these people you think you know.
Do you have that written down from marketing?
No. No, this was all, believe it or not, I'm freestyling. Believe it or not, I'm not following
the script.
But I did think it might be fun because you guys are celebrating such a milestone to kind of turn the tables because you guys are usually talking about other people. And I thought it might be fun for you to talk about yourselves. Your listeners might want to know a little bit more about Arisha and Brooke. What makes you guys tick?
Yeah.
I have a podcast as well on Wondery called Life is Short, which I'm shamelessly plugging.
Do it.
On our podcast, we do a lightning round. We do a uniform series of questions for every guest. So we just, I was just talking to Seth Rogen, and he has some fun answers and also some things that have stumped him. But you'll see what I mean when we get, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, of course.
We were just talking about Seth Rogen, actually.
Oh,
we
in what context?
Just how much we like him.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
we're
really digging his vibe.
Yeah,
he's got a great vibe.
He does.
I was surprised to hear, because we had worked together years ago. We did this this movie called Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That Kevin Smith directed. And I just heard that Kevin Smith has stopped smoking weed.
Why?
He doesn't say specifically, but he said he wants to be clearer and he's noticed these positive changes. And I love weed, and so it was kind of hard to hear.
Really upset.
I don't want to encourage people to smoke, but Seth and I were talking about all the benefits of it. But Seth is the one that got Kevin to start smoking in the first place.
Oh.
On that movie. But I remember smoking with him years ago, and I took a hit that it was kind of like a fake. I sort of faked most of the inhale, and it was the middle of the day, and I was around people I didn't know that well, and I didn't want to like freak out around these people that I found really impressive. And despite that little hit, I remember being knocked over. I had to go back to my hotel room. Wow. I had to make up some excuse. Oh, I left. I have to pee. Oh, you can. Yeah, there are all these bathrooms around here. You can pee anywhere. No, I need my hotel bathroom.
Wow. Let me just say really quick, your character in Zach and Mary was maybe one of my favorite characters of yours. Funny.
Thanks,
amazing.
Brooke. That's nice of you to say. I had a cold when I was doing it.
Oh, perfect for the
voice. My voice naturally was lower.
Yeah, really well. Wow.
And I told Seth this, but I have, because people are always yelling things at Seth about Superbad and stuff. And because of that movie, Zach and Mary, it's often a TSA agent will say to me casually, hey, you better shut your mouth or I'm going to fuck it.
Oh my God.
Because it's a line I say in the movie. And
yeah.
It's happened a couple times with TSA. It's happened with just people in the world that I run into. And of course, whoever I'm with is always so confused.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Did this TSA interaction ever happen at the Vegas airport? Because Brooke's mom used to be TSA.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, she must have some wild stories.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
What was the craziest thing? So people trying to smuggle stuff in and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, she's had like some celebrity interactions. I think the one that stands out most to me is she met Donny Osmond and she like went up to him and she was like, oh my God, I love you. And like, he was like very suave with her and she just like loved the interaction. Nothing too like crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's the one that stands out most to me just because she was so excited to meet Donny Osmond.
It's funny. Well, it is so nice to meet you guys. Thanks for, I mean, you didn't have me, so I can't thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for letting yourself be had.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
No, but I thought this would be fun. If you don't mind, if you'll indulge.
This is an
example of our lightning round. Number one, we ask very hard-hitting questions on our show, as you'll hear. What is your go-to emoji, Brooke, and then Arisha? Go-to emoji.
You know, I love the heart eye emoji.
Uh-huh. Mm. Classic.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun one. It's cute.
Yes.
It's fun, you know?
And it's innocent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. It's the emoji where, like, the face is kind of, like, askew, like, are we sure about this?
Kind of like, this is, I'm struggling with this. Is the mouth kind of wavy? Like,
yes. Mm-hmm. And people, always used when it's, like, somebody does something that's really inappropriate or, like, really shouldn't have done it. It's like, really? Is this what we did?
It's the relative of that, tease-bearing emoji. Mm-hmm. I use that a lot. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. Mark Paul Gosselaar. I was like in love with Zach Morris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arisha, first crush.
Aladdin.
Oh.
Like the cartoon?
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking the genie, but Aladdin.
I mean, it did somewhat extend to, oh my God, what's his name in Full House?
Oh, that played Steve.
DJ's boyfriend, Steve. It extended to Steve, the character, because it was the same voice, but.
Man, oh, it was.
I was so into Aladdin.
Yeah, I can see that. He was a very rakish. Yeah. I was into, I'll one up you. I was into Robin Hood, the cartoon Robin Hood.
With the fox?
The fox. Yes. So I thought he was so kind of like cool and charming. Yeah. And he didn't.
He had charisma.
He did.
Like no other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He scoffed in the face of danger. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense. Were you attracted to the guys on Full House, the father figures?
The dads? Well, John Stamos.
Jesse.
What a heartthrob.
Yeah.
And Stamos is still.
Yeah.
I mean,
like a fine wine, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your least favorite condiment?
Oh my God, I'm a big condiment fan.
Is there one that if it were on a sandwich, you would have to send it back?
Is relish?
Yeah,
I was going to say relish.
You and Seth Rogen.
Really?
Yeah.
God, we're so much alike.
He's like, what is that? A pickle? Chopped up pickles?
Well, I love pickles though, but I just like something about it. I don't know.
Me too. It's the, I think maybe the gelatinous nature of what's
binding
the pickles is, I struggle with. Arisha condiment.
It's relish too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Across the board.
It's been a theme.
I originally come from Chicago where they have, you know, hot dogs.
Yes.
And I could never get behind putting relish on them.
I know. And I know it's such a big thing, but I want to. I like the idea of it. Relish and mustard at a ball game. So you were a big Bulls fan or White Sox?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Whatever teams you want to say. Yep. Oh. I loved them.
The Gophers. I could have said anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you love the
Chicago
soaring.
Swords, yep.
Yeah, the Chicago shiitake mushrooms.
Love them. God. They're front line, unstoppable.
Yeah. Let me, quick sidebar here, guys, because I was a big Bulls fan. I had a cockatiel named Rodman because the cockatiel had yellow hair.
Yeah,
so I was like, well,
yeah.
Of course his name is Rodman.
That's a great name. Yeah. That's perfect. Speaking of animals, what animal would you most want to be reincarnated as?
We've talked about what animals we would be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
We have some real riveting conversations.
You know, it's in my show. It's part of, you know, it's up my alley.
Yeah. That is so hard for me to say.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at pelicans the other day, and I thought that would be a fun, because I think I'd want to be some kind of bird. And it seems fun to dive for those fish. And
that does seem fun. Mm-hmm. I was going to say maybe a hummingbird, because I'm obsessed with hummingbirds. Oh. And they're so, like, tactical. And, like,
they
fast.
Are. They're very precise.
And they're allowed to eat sugar all day.
That's true.
It's such a dream.
That's true. Go from sugar source to sugar source.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of.
That's what I do anyway.
That's after I smoke weed. That's where.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I feel like I would be a dolphin. I just love the ocean.
They're the rapists of the sea. We've talked about this.
I would be a non-raping dolphin, obviously.
You wouldn't be a problematic dolphin.
Yeah. I'd be the one that saved all my dolphins in captivity friends. I'd be like the...
Free Willy.
Yeah.
You'd free the Willies.
I'd free the Willies, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what song would you like played at your... This is a little morbid maybe, but I do like thinking about these things. What song would you like played at your funeral?
I feel like it'd have to be something funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
a light let's get this party
mood.
Started.
Yeah. Mm. Like, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead would be funny. That'd be fun.
Oops,
to kick things
I did
off.
It again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'm walking on sunshine.
Ooh. That's cute. I always think of the scene in Love Actually where they play Bye Bye Baby by the Bay City Rollers.
We used to have a question. What is a movie, an acclaimed movie, I can ask you, that you are embarrassed to admit you haven't seen? Like maybe people shame you for. And for a long time, mine was Love Actually.
Really?
See? Yes, shame like this.
That just surprises me. I feel like I would have expected Justin Long to have seen it.
Yeah. I guess other people have. I recently watched it finally on a plane with I've been talking about it that day. Rachel Harris is in the show. I'm doing this actress, really funny actress. And I was on an aisle seat and I was watching the movie and she kept walking up and like kneeling down and watching and saying, I can't believe you haven't seen this, you know? And like, have you gotten to the part where Hugh Grant does this? I'm like, no, you know, I haven't seen it. Let me have this experience.
Oh man. I think one of those for me is maybe like Harry Potter. Cause I've never seen any of the Harry Potter stuff.
Wow.
People are like, what?
I know. People get wild about it.
They do. Including my best friend right here.
No, it's reading. I don't care if you don't see the movies. Cause the movies, if you're a true Harry Potter person, it's in the books.
Uh-huh. I've never read the books.
Yeah. I've never read a book.
Oh. Yeah, Brooke doesn't read Notorious.
I hate it. I can't concentrate. It's too much. Show me the movie.
Okay, if a song would, funny one. I would like, not that you asked, but I have been thinking about the song about at a funeral. And every time I hear that Joni Mitchell song, Circle Game or Both Sides Now. I think that'd be nice at a... But now that you, Brooke, you make me think now that I don't want to bring people down more than hopefully they will be.
Right.
I want to play Closing Time.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Or End of the World.
Oh, I've been listening to a lot of REM. Yeah.
Because face it, it's the end of the world.
What movie makes you laugh the hardest? You know you're going to laugh, you put it on.
I mean, The Hangover. That was just on last night.
The Hangover is a good one.
It's very good.
All right. I'm going to go with Superbad.
We were just talking about that. Fucking love one both of those movies.
And honestly, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass, Dodgeball.
Oh, man. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, if we're blowing smoke up your ass, I will say Galaxy Quest does that too for me.
Oh, Galaxy Quest,
one of my old school faves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We still quote it in my house.
Yeah, I didn't know how lucky, I mean, I knew I was so lucky to be doing a movie, but I didn't know how rare it was to be in a, you know, quality movie right off the bat.
Right,
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got very lucky.
Yeah.
I will just real quick, this is the last smoke I'll do. Your interaction with your mother in those scenes when it's like, take out the trash. Like that's it was so relatable because when I watched it, it was like, have you done your chores? Like, no, I'm, you know, trying to play Sims. You were trying to save the world or whatever. But it was just like, the acting was just, this guy knows what he's doing.
That's really kind of you. I remember being compelled by either you commit or you will never work again. You know, the fear of like, if you don't commit, you're going to look phony in a movie that like Steven Spielberg is producing and like these people are going to see. And so there was a lot of my own natural fear in that, you know, in those performances. Favorite Tom Hanks movie, if you had to pick a Tom Hanks movie, you get to keep one.
Oh my God. I got to go Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I'm going Toy Story. The first one.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
It brought me joy.
It's hard because you realize it's funny to see people start doing the math. All the Tom Hanks movies.
Yeah.
Were
great. I feel like I'm forgetting a favorite.
I know. Me too.
I'm like,
well, Big is one that like it's hard to. I hadn't seen it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And to get to watch him now through an adult lens. Behave so realistically childlike is really...
Yeah. You've Got Mail is a good one, too. Like, if I'm going Tom Hanks rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all Sleepless in Seattle, he did those string of, like, great rom-coms.
We love rom-coms here.
I love them. It's hard to find a really good one. That's why...
Yeah, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Yes. It's all kind of...
Few stand up to he's just not that
into I was
you.
Just waiting for you to say that. I was so...
I set you up.
Waiting for that.
14 years old. Someone tagged me a thing on Instagram that it's 14 years old now.
Wow.
Really?
Isn't that wild? Yeah.
I love that movie.
Get that butthole open.
Plus it took place in Baltimore.
Keep that butthole. Oh, no, I didn't realize there was more smoke to absorb up my rectum. You guys are really sweet. Thank you for allowing me surprise you.
We're not going to top this. Right?
Like,
we should cancel the show.
Okay. Oh, it's
series
canceled
finale. Yeah.
And what a compliment to have a show canceled by my very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, I hope I didn't lose you any listeners.
Oh my God, no.
God, no.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
So, I mean, I know we were guessing, you know, leading up to this that it was going to be Justin.
Yeah.
But still, I just can't believe he came and we talked to him and he's so nice and so wonderful.
I know. Honestly, truly one of the highlights of our entire career at Wondery so far. Like, just the nicest guy. Like, it felt like we were talking to a friend. Like, so nice. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to go to his wedding.
Same. I'm going to give a speech, even if I'm not asked.
Yep. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Be sure to follow us on socials at Arisha Skiddubs and at Brooke Ziffrin. We love connecting with you.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.